white sand with my best friend, talking about when it's all gonna end, laughing when we realized it was bones, not sand. Are fossils from feeling no love, feeling like a superhero when I was. Now I'm a stone, just like the bones we thought were the sand. Friendly is a feeling.
Tupelo. I got a Leatherface over there I found over here, which is wild, but yeah.
Like, I go to Ross all the time, and I always look at that stuff. Always, see if I can find.
See, I always go to the toy.
Something you might be interested in, you know?
Got some cool shit.
I might have bumped that volume up.
What volume?
Bump up the volume. Bump up the volume.
Bump these up.
Dance. Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. That was.
He extended it.
That was a little.
It got hard.
It was rough.
Whoa.
Wow.
It got hard.
Well, that's going to be great for the audio listener.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they'll love that. Get another one in there. Oh, they ain't got to be level.
Ooh,
yeah. Like, what is this? Well, are we doing show prep?
Come on now.
Come on now.
Little, yeah, very pro here.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan and Big John. What's up, dude?
What it do?
What's up, Webb?
We here, man. We here.
Another Tuesday night show, everybody.
Yeah, we love these.
We've had some pretty rough weeks.
We've
here
had
lately.
Some, you know, we've been doing some traveling.
Yeah, buddy.
Road warrior.
Yeah, buddy. We've
been it was doing like some that weather snapped, and it's just like something went off. Like,
yeah.
Gotta hit the road.
Gotta go do some shit.
It feels good. Let's leave and spend a lot of money on gas.
Let's spend more money on gas than we spend on anything else.
Yeah. Fun times, though.
Yep.
Fun times.
Like, so it was Hattiesburg last week.
Had a Hattiesburger.
Mm-hmm. Hattiesburger. I had hot dogs.
He had his hot dog.
I had chili dogs. Or a chili dog. And then what? We went to Tuscaloosa, what, Sunday? Or no, we went to Birmingham.
Yeah.
Fucking Birmingham. Yeah.
Black Market.
Yeah, Black Market. I got hot dogs again.
That he did. Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just anytime I see a hot dog on a menu, I'm getting that bitch.
Well, guess what, dude? Special Porch Fest item on the menu.
Doing hot dogs?
Got hot dogs.
Hell yeah.
And they say it's better than those brats for Oktoberfest. Oh. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't doubt it one bit. Especially if they're cooking them on that smoker.
Probably on point.
That's how it's going.
Yeah.
Smoke them weenies.
How you do it?
They made some like big pig in the blankets today. They got the winners in just to try them, and so they wrapped them up in like pizza dough.
Oh, in the pizza dough? Yeah. Oh, I bet that was okay. Fire.
And it was like dividing it up and serving it out. But like, dude, the hot dog kind of rules.
Yeah.
All right,
just do hot dog calzones.
Dude, that would be the way. Just don't even do buns.
Yeah.
Wrap that motherfucker up in a pizza crust.
Be done with
it. Is that exciting for Porch Fest? You like that?
That's a thing. Yeah.
And I know a food truck that's interested in coming to Porch Fest.
I know a food truck that ain't invited.
That's right.
Can't be
dipping in and out of people's dippings.
No, hell, we've done food trucks in the past. I think what past two?
Every year there's been some sort of food truck available.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. Welcome. Yeah. That was a joke. Sorry, buddy.
I mean, who are they? You know, Street Treats.
Yeah, Street Treats.
Ray Boltwood, he used to own Muddy Waters.
Yeah.
Now he's got a food truck. They do like gourmet funnel cakes and smash burgers.
Now that would be nice because there's not much dessert. That's great. Yeah.
In it. Yeah. I'll tell him tomorrow.
I'm sure he'll be like, let's do that.
We can work out a deal.
Let's do this.
Yeah, but no, they do gourmet funnel cakes, cool as shit. Like smash all burgers, sorts of toppings.
Yeah. You get fried pickles with it, fried pickle spears. Yeah.
Yeah. It's worth it.
You hear that, folks?
And they got a honey bun burger.
Wow, you don't even have to talk about like what the acts, the happening, the
balance.
Yes,
the food. The food.
Yeah, that's what we are. We reviews now.
Yeah. Alan is a food reviewer.
Fat back in a no time. Yeah, we're officially sponsored by Me Ranchero.
Yeah. Gotta be.
After what happened tonight.
Dude.
I'll tell you what.
That plate you got tonight, bro.
Man, I think we killed like...
It could have fed three people.
Yeah.
I didn't eat it all.
Yeah.
They went away.
Well, you ate two people's portions. There was still enough for a third.
You could still third it up.
Yeah.
And you could actually make that portion you have left over
three more meals.
Into three burritos and feed three people.
Yeah, like I tell you. He caught me doctoring up the salsa.
That's where it started.
That's how it started.
He put some hot sauce in the sea. He's like, it ain't hot enough for you, huh?
No, not hot enough.
He walked up and said, ain't hot enough, huh?
He's like,
I fix that.
He's like, all right. Dude, we've never had bad service either.
Never. Man, it's always been stupendous.
Spot on. And this man brought out some
just
salsa.
Just fucking wait. You'll have a metro night.
Yeah.
This motherfucker...
Which wasn't that bad.
Come out with some salsa. that had chunks,
everything in it,
of onion, cilantro, pepper seeds.
More pepper seeds than you could throw a stick at.
And it was it had some heat to it.
Wasn't too much, though.
One, it was just the right amount. And he gave us a little cheese dip.
So you got to try it first by itself.
Didn't charge for it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about the cheese dip. He said, I'm giving y'all everything tonight the way that I would do it.
Yeah.
I was like,
all right.
And didn't charge extra for it, dude.
Wasn't mad at it at all.
No, here we go. Me Ranchero.
Try it out, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's my hero.
Yeah.
He could make me a hero. We need euros.
Yeah, we need some tortas.
Yeah, get you a torta.
Probably over there. Yeah, a jefe.
I hadn't seen a jefe torta.
Shit.
Was that the jefe tonight?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
I think it may. God bless that man. Pretty close to the jefe, I'd say.
He jefe'd it up.
I thought, like, you know, when you walk in, I was scared to death until I saw the menu. Because I noticed it said, welcome to El Ranchero, God Bless America, right there on the wall when you walk in. I was like, we've been calling it Me Ranchero. It's called El Ranchero. Then I was like, oh, never mind. This menu, look outside. It's Me Ranchero.
Me Ranchero.
I was all right.
They were probably going to go with El Ranchero. And I'm like, you know what? Not Me Ranchero.
Well, it kind of makes sense, though, because it's like, welcome to the rancher. Welcome to the ranch.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't, well, I guess welcome to my ranch would make just as much sense, though. But calling it the, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ranch.
The rancher. The ranch. I don't know.
And so the plate you got tonight, I know I'm going back to it, but it had eggs.
He said you swore me to say I had to sign a contract.
Yeah, we don't know. You only get it through him. Nobody else makes it.
And it had eggs, steak, potatoes.
Yeah, it was breakfast.
A whole bunch of shit. And then cheese sauce.
That's hot sauce.
Yeah, the hot sauce.
Hot sauce covered it in the sauce. Yeah. He said, you like that sauce? He said, I'm about to hook you up.
I'll be on it.
Oh, he did. You should have had some on your rice.
Oh God, it's too hot, man. I had to dose myself. You know, I had to, and that'll be enough. And I had to dip it in the cheese, you know.
Those two mixing together is gonna make a fine.
Oh, it's gonna be a pretty turd.
Thank you.
It's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's gonna make it out. Make it out all right.
And ain't that the best way to describe it? How was it? It'll make a turd.
That is the best way to describe something if you don't like them.
Oh, well, we like this.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 tonight, by the way.
10 out of 10, for
man,
sure.
We don't think they've ever got less than a 10, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. We're sponsored now.
I don't know. They almost fucked up my rice tonight. They almost fucked up my rice. Then he totally redeemed himself. Brought me a whole plate of rice.
He got a damn flat-bottom boat full of rice.
And I was like, this is what I wanted.
He's like, all right.
I think he did it on purpose. Hooked him up. Didn't even have to ask for the avocado on the side. They quit giving it to him.
We know he
held it behind John Sid and was like, I'm going to smash it to his head. Nah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Would have been funny.
Well, I didn't order this thing. I branched out slightly. Instead of deep fried burrito, I got enchiladas. So, not deep fried.
Maybe it's just as fried and just as delicious.
Yeah. Well, I wish, you know, I should have told him, like, dude, the motherfucker's in the fryer.
Yeah, fry them things up. Crisp
that outside up a little bit for
maybe
me.
Maybe some taquitos.
Crisp that corn tortilla.
Yeah, make me some taquitos, bro. With the verde sauce.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, was it, what about Sunday? Was it your first time, like, going to the Black Market?
Oh, yeah, first time at Black Market.
Man, that's my favorite place in Birmingham, to be honest with you.
And really, I was kind of taken back because, you know, I had already told you guys I was having some issues, and they had two bathrooms. They weren't labeled. And I'm like, I'm not doing that here.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I didn't know quite what to expect.
Doing audio at all on the phone because that's hooked in?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. How will we know?
I guess at the end.
We'll know at the end.
Worst case scenario, you pull this audio.
Yeah, I was about to say, load this audio on, and then it'll be like Godzilla, a Godzilla movie. We'll be, or that will be moving, and then the words will come.
It'll be okay.
Well, dude, I can match stuff up pretty decent.
Nah, man, you got to do it like Godzilla. If you have to do that, it's
got to
be
the Porch Talk.
Yeah.
For the audio listener, I was continued mouth, and it was like a great.
Yeah, it was good.
It was wonderful.
It was the. It was everything you expected from a Ginger Godzilla movie.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Oh, Ginger Gardera. Ginger Gardera.
Shin Shin.
Yes.
Anyway. Nunu.
But yeah. But Black Market, though. It was,
oh, yeah, Black Market.
That's the whole point. He couldn't take a shit there, but it's okay.
Couldn't shit there.
We rate places on shitability.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you walk into Black Market,
there it is.
There's the bathroom.
Yeah.
Zuh.
So, yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, guys, I don't know what we can do. And I got some cheese fries, which didn't need that. Got two hot dogs. Didn't need those. By the time we got done, I had one hot dog left over. Danny had gotten these egg roll things.
Yeah, but the Greek egg rolls, the best thing on the menu.
They were so large.
Yeah, they were large.
I was like, I want to try one, but I want to be able to eat what I order. Looking at my pile of hot dog sauerkraut and shit, and I'm like, I don't think I can have any of this.
Yeah, Webb knew what part of town he was coming to. He already had a plan.
No, I knew what was happening.
Looking at the menu, right, everything's very reasonable. And I told Danny, I'm like, look, for me to expect it to be a good place, it's got to have three things. Food's got to be good, good atmosphere, hot waitresses. Hit every single mark.
That's right.
He even forgave the bathroom.
He's like, it's fine. He's like, I still got to find one.
We still got to go to the bathroom. But I'm not mad about this place at all.
Yeah, place was on point for sure. It's like my favorite place in Birmingham. I love the atmosphere. I love the decor.
They have fucking comic books on the table.
Yeah.
Crayons?
No. No crayons. No crayons. I bet you could have asked.
Yeah, probably would have had some.
Yeah. Probably would have had, like, don't eat arm or some shit. Yeah.
You got some Sharpies on the filling the waitress's tattoos on her arms. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bring your helmet, too.
Yeah. Ah, we're hot dog.
Diddy land.
Oh, God. That went dark. How about midget wrestling? Yeah,
yeah. See, we almost went to that tonight.
Yeah, that was a.
And if you had been a little more convincing on the fun of it,
we may have won.
Probably would have gone. But you're like, man, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming.
It's not what you would expect. You're like, yeah.
It wasn't over the top.
It wasn't over the top. It was just midgets wrestling on it. Well, what were you expecting, dude?
It was just a small wrestling ranch.
Didn't raise the bar.
Didn't. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound like anything too intriguing, man. Now, when you told us about the show in Birmingham, I was sold. Because it was at the Nick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit, there's always something going on at the Nick.
Something going on at the Nick, for sure.
Iconic.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we get there. It's everything I expected it to be. And then, apparently, after we leave, they start fighting. Yeah. Why didn't we stay? Why didn't we stay for the fights?
Because
it was already 1 in the morning. Because
we were already, getting back.
Already going to be at, like... And I had to work the next day. We started harvesting that next day.
How was that?
That sucked. We've been harvesting all week. I think I had to harvest again tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
The tomatoes are in season.
Snip, snip.
Tomatoes are booming right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I was talking to somebody that does grow tomatoes, and he was talking about how he was trying to get the nodes to stack like you do with weed. So you'll have he wants to have like tomatoes stacked up the arm.
Like all the way up it.
Yeah.
Sounds like some Keith bullshit.
It is. It absolutely is. He's like, I've been cutting nodes off and taper them on to my rose bush. He's like, I'm going to stack them. I'm like, that sounds crazy as hell, Key. Yeah,
do that up.
He's like, but now, these tomatoes I'm doing it with, they're only good for about 3 months. That's the only time they grow all year. He's like, I'm trying to get me a bunch of them.
Some heirlooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes, though.
He'd be about that shit, dude.
And I'm like, this is the most knowledgeable conversation I've ever had with anybody about tomatoes.
I was going to visit with him at his home.
I'm like, he knows, you know, he's calling the little tomato runners by their name and all this shit. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what he did for a living, don't you?
Yeah, he was like in the agriculture department or some shit, wasn't he?
Yeah, for a Weyerhaeuser.
Yeah, the Weyerhaeuser, yeah. Worked with my dad.
Yeah, that was like, yeah, I mean, agriculture and like plants, that's his department. That's him, so, I mean, if somebody could figure out some shit like that,
it'd be him.
Probably be him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past him.
For sure.
I told him I don't even like tomatoes, but I want to eat some of the ones he stacks. See if they taste better up the arm.
Stack tomatoes.
Because the way it works with weed is your nugs get better the higher up the arm.
I wonder why that is.
Get more light.
Checks out.
I mean, I thought, you know, there may be some kind of cool scientific. No, just more light.
Yeah, just get more light. You're closer to the sun. Yeah. that's how it goes. But yeah. Nick was fun, though.
I'll go back anytime you recommend a show at the Nick.
All the artists did a very good job, including Alan.
Alan.
He wore it out, man. He did a good job.
I'm going to say that's probably top three shows I've ever seen you.
Yeah.
And no shit.
Hell yeah, man. Appreciate it.
He did it.
And Ham playing with you, like accompanying you on a lead. Mm-hmm. Fucking perfect.
That was fucking sweet. Appreciate Ham doing that. That probably made it 100 times better.
Oh, yeah. If it had just been you up there, it'd suck.
That would have been a suck fest.
I'd have been like, fucking get off the stage.
First show, Fire Camino and I played together. It was a very funny thing. Like, it was Upside Down Plaza.
Okay.
Right there by the, like, or down below it. It was one of his St. Patty Day. He's like, man, if you want to come up here, like, just play a song, I'll give you a Martin guitar. And I, like, we'd only been like corresponding on Instagram, and I was like, all right, murderer. I mean,
it's like you lure me in.
So
it takes.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
Got a Tecumseh for you.
Shit, tempting, but yeah, dude. Taylor was played a little bit on that set, and I think we played a 7-minute version of Georgia.
Hell yeah.
And Taylor on lead, and I've still got that record. That was pretty nice, all things considered, like being in that room, and it was recorded off of a phone.
Pretty good shit.
I listened to it. I like lo-fi shit, though. Well, actually, no. It was recorded straight off the damn board.
Okay.
Fire Camino was, like, recording the shit. But anyway, like, I've had some cool shows in Birmingham as far as, like, people playing with me, playing for me. Just makes sense, man.
It's hard for a single act, you know, go up there.
Why
and
would
play.
You want to play by yourself at the Nick? You know, unless it would be like an open mic or like, hell, I really couldn't see them like doing like just like a
singer-songwriter night.
Yeah.
They had one.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that they had one, but like, I wonder, it has to take place like earlier in the day.
Oh, I'm sure it's, you know, before night. I mean, it might be nighttime.
I could see it being like a 6 to 8, 6 to 9, and then like right behind that, I'm sure they do a show every fucking night of the week.
Sure. Oh, there's somebody playing. There's probably two people playing. There's probably an early band and a late band.
And I bet there are people that just show up and just probably don't even, not even for pay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens.
I didn't pay a dime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had to get a membership.
How much did it cost this time?
$7.
It used to be, I guess it depends on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was supposed to have a cover.
Yeah, I didn't pay.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah. Sorry.
Where was I taking the cover up at?
At the door. That lady that was standing there at the door. I shot the shit with her. I gave her a nug, though.
I never talked to her one time. That really? Was at the bartender.
Oh, he didn't charge me.
No, it was a different, the first bartender.
Oh, the first bartender. Oh, she didn't charge me either, because I'm like, hey, can I get a water? Yeah. That's all I asked her for.
Yeah. Well, me and Chris got up there, and she was like, yeah.
$7. Remember,
he was like, I just want juice. Can I have a juice? He was like, do I have to buy a membership just to get juice? She's like, you've got to buy a membership to be in here. I was like, oh, okay.
Did they give you the membership card?
Yeah, I've got a membership card.
Fuck, I wanted a membership card.
Good to the end of the year.
That was one of my reasons for going, was to get a new membership card.
Well, there you go.
And I didn't even think they were doing it.
Yeah, they sure do. I got it.
Because nobody said shit to me.
I didn't get one, but I don't know if I think I've, like, parlished. I don't guess I needed it.
No, you
didn't. Well, I never, anytime I came in before the show started, I was either with you or Josh or somebody that was playing.
Well, that's pretty smart. Smart on your part. Yeah, you're part of the show.
Yeah.
That was nuts. They had that film crew out.
Yeah, I know. That's
from,
cool.
UAB.
Yeah, I was like, when they came in and they had their cameras already rolling, and I'm like, I don't like this.
I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, no, because anytime I see camera out in public, I'm like, I don't fucking like this.
Yeah, so that was, that's going to be like a punk documentary, was like the punk scene in Birmingham, which I was like, I don't think anything here was really punk, but
really, yes.
It depends on how you classify it, I guess.
Fire Camino is absolutely 100% punk.
Yeah, he's pretty punk.
It may not be your stereotypical,
yeah, that's your typical punk vibe, but
music.
It would be like cat punk.
He is a punk rocker.
He is punk, yeah for sure.
Yeah, he's got attitude, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I fucking love, it's the first time I've really, really paid attention to his show. You know, usually it's just, Fire Camino's playing, then I had to go do some other shit. and I actually sat there and I paid attention. I'm like, I fucking love this.
Yeah, he does it.
Man. It's a show, man.
It's a show, bro.
It don't spare no expense, man.
Yeah, him, the song that's on the album, I guess it's his new album with the Thunderbird and shit on it.
With the Thunder Titties?
Yeah.
Thunder Titties, yeah.
The Hallelujah Goddamn song?
Yeah.
Fucking my favorite song from him.
That's what he opened up the first Clothes on Sunday with.
Beautiful.
You didn't ever watch his Clothes on Sunday video?
Yeah, no, I watched it, but yeah, I mean, I
mean, it was a bit different on there than it was.
Different.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was sitting there, you know, drinking my Liquid Death, and he's like, Hallelujah, God damn. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, he's about to give it to you. Yeah, man, that's. It's just, like, he did that for that last time that he came and played, which you didn't make it that day, but his first live at Clothes on Sundays, and my God, did he send it.
Oh yeah, yeah. He did a good job.
And it was nice too, cause 30 minute set.
Yep,
that's all you need.
I love it.
All you need.
And hell, y'all only played, what did y'all play? You probably played about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Stiff Tones probably played
about
45. And Josh played, what, 45 to an hour? Something like that?
Maybe. It all felt like when it got rolling, it kind of.
It flew. It really did.
Yeah, once the sound guy got done eating, I've been a fucking sound guy before, and I ain't never got that long to eat.
Shit, it wasn't bothering. I don't know if it was. It wasn't bothering me.
It didn't bother me. I was just intrigued about how long this man's lunch break was.
I was like,
motherfucker.
I overheard him and Josh talking, I think, and Josh came over to me. He said, "So, man, you're going first. Y'all have already sound checked." He said, "He's gonna have him about to eat, and we'll probably start a little after 9." And I was like. Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Fine with me.
Yeah, not when you said it was starting at 8, I'm like, no.
There ain't no way.
I was suspicious of that too. Like, and you know, we got there at like 6:30 or 7.
Well, you'd been up there all day. in anticipation.
If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
No, dude, I drove to Josh's. We had lunch, went down to Dobber's. We were right there around Black Market earlier that day. But I drove up to go ahead and get that drive out of the way.
Yeah. And then you did the smart thing. You took off work the next day.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And didn't come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and stayed
in Birmingham.
Yep. If we had done that,
it would have been a different story.
I would have been a different person and we'd have had a lot more fun.
I would have been, golly, that would have been, yeah. Probably would have had what I needed because I was fading.
Oh, it was rough. It was rough on me because, you know, I didn't get no sleep. I didn't sleep the night before. And I'm like,
yeah, Friday night, like Chris and I, we was up. We went down.
So you did my Saturday on Friday.
Yeah.
And then what was your Saturday? What did you do Saturday?
I slept at the store, but you know, I slept like
that's
shit.
Nothing. That's you didn't sleep at all.
Mm,
no. And then you went directly to Birmingham as soon as you woke up Saturday night or Sunday morning. Fuck. Yeah, you had a weekend about like mine, bro.
But I was just thinking like. Right when I woke up, I said,
we're going to do it.
I'm going to take care of whatever I got to take care of here. And I'm driving to Birmingham, so I was like, get to Josh's, go eat lunch, get back to the apartment, rehearse a little bit, and then take a fucking nap.
Yeah.
And I rested my eyes for about 30, 45 minutes, and we walked down to Dobber's. And then, before
the
you know
day
it, was,
started.
It was time to go to Nick.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've been there in 15 years, dude. I mean, a lot of change, but a lot of the same, you know.
Like I said, I still drank the last time I'd been there. Hmm. So that's almost 7 years now, at least.
Yeah. There you go. But it's still...
Still basically the same. There's
the Nick. Yeah,
a few concert posters had been removed, but the staples remained.
Yeah, it's the house that Staples built, for sure.
You start pulling staples at that motherfucker, the walls and start
falling down.
Might fall down.
There are more staples than there are people that have been in there.
Now most of the concert posters are on the ceiling.
Yeah, they can get ripped down.
But back in the day, they had them things all over the wall. They would be concert posters stapled on top of other posters. Mm. Just cause.
Yep. A million and a half staples.
And now it's just...
Staples.
The staples remain.
Yep.
You got a few things, like did you notice the Fire Camino flag, Irish flag?
And then I thought the sign above the door said, don't shit on the floor.
I was like, and, yeah, that's good.
I pulled both of y'all over there and was like, look at the sign.
I mean, it looked like somebody had kind of altered it to where it kind of looked like that, but it did. But it
it really said don't spit
on the floor. On the floor.
Shit sounded good.
Yeah. It looked like shit.
Yeah, it looked like shit.
And literally. I was like, that would have been me if we hadn't gone to the bathroom.
I mean, you had the big lettering across like the two walls. It's like, don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I guess, I wonder what you got to do to start some shit at the Nick.
I mean, people
probably
start.
Next to nothing.
Yeah, people start it all the time. They get it.
I mean, yeah, that was one thing me and Josh was talking about. I said, dude, like, when I saw it was 8 o'clock showtime, and then, like, going on a little bit after 9, I was relieved because I was like, going on at 10 or 11 there. I just feel like with every passing hour, it's
getting more and more antsy.
It's getting a little more dicey. A little more edge. So I want to get in there and get that suck out.
I want to be there when it's late night one night.
Well, I imagine, dude, I mean, it would take next to fucking nothing, you know?
Because, like you said, yes, it would be a nice aquarium, but I couldn't bring the same tools.
Yeah, you got a point there.
It would be a nice place to watch, but I would also need to be where I could be attentive.
Be well-minded.
Yeah, attentive.
Yeah, because there's we got the homeless alley homeless right behind camp it.
Right over here, and like I was worried about smoking bud because you know that's what I do. I was freaking out. I'm like, man, this is Alabama. They don't even have, there's one dispensary in the whole state. I'm like, they ain't nice with weed. And then I see this homeless dude down here fucking hitting the foil. I'm like, fuck this bowl. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, as soon as I found out I could smoke weed freely, I was in it.
This trip just got a whole lot better.
Just got a whole lot better.
He's like, all right, here we are.
And that is how you travel with John.
Yeah, you got to know that.
We, on long journeys, we typically, we map out 45 minutes, stopping.
Different stops.
He's got to, rehydrate himself, rehigh himself.
Yeah.
He's got to cook it up.
Whoa, no. No. Not that kind of high. Yeah. Not that kind of high, man. Whoops. Done that before, not fun.
All a gag. Yeah. No. I said that wrong.
We ain't breaking no bad over
no,
here.
No, I ain't shaking bacon shit.
And the lie comes out. And like soap lie, not like a telling a lie. But yeah, that was a lie. There's no cooking.
Uh-uh. I mean, there's
except
a fire.
For Hefe. Hefe be cooking.
There's a fire, but it's tiny.
There's a fire Camino.
That went off the rails. I'm leaving it in there.
Hell yeah. Let it happen.
Yeah.
Have you... All right, so we need to get back to the Porch Fest thing. Do you have a pretty tentative lineup on how things are going to go? Like a schedule? Kind of?
For Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Sunday's going to be the fun day.
Sunday's kind of loose.
That's what I like.
Going to happen. It's going to be like, you know what? We chilling? We hanging out?
I didn't, because like Sunday is the only day like I've given like people like an idea.
Yeah.
It's like, what time do you think I'll be playing? I was like, shit, probably sometime between like 2 and 5.
They give you a couple of hours. Six and nine. Yeah. When I look over and see you, I'm like, hey. You ready to get up there?
Yeah. You ready to get up there?
Cause I, let's do it. Like, I think Friday and Saturday is going to have a couple surprises, but for the most part, it's going to be fairly structured. And I always wanted to just see if we have enough people and, like, we can keep the rotation going. It's like, it'd be a lot of surprises and a lot of people, like, just kind of hanging loose and maybe a chance for two people that's never kind of played together to... Maybe get up and make some music or something. You know, you don't really know what might happen.
Yeah. A lot of things are possible with an open schedule.
We've had a few things like that last year. A couple of people pop up with other people and do some things. It was cool. Yeah. You know, so.
A little collaboration.
Yeah.
I won't have to go microwave weed this year. That's one good thing.
There you go. Yeah. You know, they leave every damn 10 minutes.
Yeah, every fucking hour and a half.
That was nuts.
Yeah.
Every time he come back, he'd be like, here, take this.
Gotta go back.
I'd be like, I'll be here. Hold on. And then I got blocked in, dude. I got blocked in. I'm like, man, I gotta go switch this weed in the microwave, man. I can't get out.
Did we get a move for you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He knew a guy.
Yeah, I knew how to get things going.
Like, I know where this vehicle is to go.
I think we still, like, right after that song was over, we'd be like, hey. Get up there and tell them that somebody about to move a car.
Yeah. I'm moving them one way or another.
You're right. He was like, I got an announcement to make.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm sorry, if you drive in...
A blue Ford Taurus.
It's about to get moved.
You might want to consider go move it.
If the keys is in it, it might go to the island.
I'll bring it back, though.
I'll bring it back. Shit, I just got shit I got to do.
Hope you don't miss it. And I will be going through your glove box.
Better not have anything in there.
right. That's right.
No, that was crazy because we had just started doing it. Like, we had just started offering that service to other cultivations, and as soon as you open the door, it floods you, you know, because, yeah, there it is. You got it's like anything else. You got to sanitize it.
Well, you know what I'm hoping for? And this is, once again, like California Dream. We got to get this Porch Fest behind us first, and food's going to be good. The music and everything's going to be cool, and hey, come support it.
Yeah.
If you come, the company will be good.
Yeah. $10 days, 20 for the weekend. Man, come get you, spend the weekend. And
I recommend just go ahead and commit to the weekend. It's only $20.
For real.
And then you know you can come anytime you want.
You know you got something to do on Sunday.
You got Sunday, Saturday, you got something to do the entire weekend. The whole
weekend, for real.
Yes.
We'll get you a Porch Fest dog.
Yeah, Porch Fest dog.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some other we're about shit. To come up with some shirts, I hope.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
Something.
Gonna be a transformer.
We might have some bandanas.
Yeah.
That's different.
Porch Fest.
I'll be in mine. I'll be in my headband. I'll be.
Yeah, what happened to your tie dye headband, yeah, man? I ain't seen that bitch in a while.
He retired that bitch. Like,
I was around.
That was around, but
it's in my truck right now.
He hadn't worn it in a minute.
it's about to get headband season.
I want you to get a sweatband, like a Nike fucking sweatband.
I would wear it. Yeah, yeah. I like a headband, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I sweat a lot, so like I ruin a lot of hats with the sweat rings. I understand you can wash it. It just never really works for
it's
me.
It's never the same after it's you wash not, a hat.
After you wash a hat, you're like, you know what?
You can have the set and everything. Like, you put your hat in the little white thing, and it keeps it all. And it doesn't.
It doesn't.
I've had people in my life that, you know, they thought they cared, and I would catch them trying to wash it, like in the dishwasher with all this different stuff, and I'd be like,
"What you doing?
You know what?
Don't wash my hat with the spaghetti plate."
We done. It's over.
No.
You killed my hat. So, like, the headband's nice because, like, I can still keep the sweat out of my eyes and not ruin a hat. Because, I mean, I'm gonna buy like two or three of these. Like, he did whoever made these. I want to know the company that made these hats. I would wear. It don't even have to have anybody shit on it.
I'm gonna buy a stock in this.
I would just own like 50 every color of this.
It's like this particular style of Carhartt hat is the summer hat.
The one. Yeah.
It's cool.
It's thin. It's airy.
Yeah.
That's where it's go. So yeah, I got my new solid one with the trucker mesh in the back too, so I'm ready to go. See, I can't. I gotta wear a hat though, because I'm bald. So, you know, like during the summer,
keep the sun off.
Yeah, man. I gotta cover that dome.
Well, you know, I shave mine, but I like to keep the hat off.
Oh, at times you got to.
To get a little sun on the dome, because if you ever get out to where you can't have a hat,
I know.
Then you get dome burn.
Oh yeah, you gotta season it.
You gotta season the dome, dude.
Yeah, I did my seasoning yesterday, mowing the lawn. I was like, yeah.
I like to do it. I do it about 2 or 3 hours a day. Like, anytime I'm outside, like for break at work, I don't wear a hat to get my little chrome dome, a little sun on it.
The rest of my hair decides to turn loose, I'm probably going to be rocking like a straw hat with a chin strap.
You need to get one of them Raiden hats.
Hell yeah. It could be a rice hat. Yeah.
I want one of those.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Chichi.
Like, yes.
Yeah. You want rice with that? Not rice.
Go to Me Ranchero, get you a sombrero.
Not a bad idea. Me and Hefe, culturally appropriate.
Next time, just tell me it's your birthday. You'll get a sombrero.
Yeah, you'll get us some. Oh, yeah, it's your birthday next time.
Wow.
It's like, damn.
Next time we go, they're going to be like, what are you guys doing today? Oh, it's his birthday.
Hell, you don't know. We come here twice a week now. Shit.
Yeah, it's our place now. Yeah. This is it. And we ain't got to go on the other side of town. That's what I like about it. It's like, hey, we ain't even got to go.
Because fuck 45.
Yeah, buddy. I'm telling you. Especially in the middle of the week, like on Tuesday. Like, what the hell is this going on?
Once I move back downtown, it's going to be months before I get back on 45. Because I've had to drive 45
everywhere you go
for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And fuck that.
No matter where you go, unless you come here, there's a back way here.
But it takes so much longer.
What? It can't take that much longer,
dude. If you're living downtown, just hop straight down.
Well, no, yeah. When I get back down here,
I'm talking about where he's at now, man. You hit, go all the way to the end of Jesslyn's Road, take a left, and then boom, you're on 12.
It takes longer,
man. There ain't no way.
It takes longer.
There ain't no way.
I timed it today. It takes longer. About 5 minutes.
Well then, there we go. Now we know.
But now also, where I was still in my attempt to beat Alan here this evening, I may run out of gas on the way to the gas station when I leave here.
Yeah, I don't even know why you said that silly shit. You knew you wouldn't.
I thought I could. I didn't figure you got off work till 5:30. That was my thought.
Shit, my ass was here at 5:30. I left work at 4:56.
Okay, so what time do you actually get off work?
4:55. No. 4:56. Mm-hmm.
What time you actually get off? 5:30, I think you told me a while back.
No, I get off at 5. That's quitting time, but I can clock in 5 minutes late and it not count against me, and I can leave 5 minutes early and it not count against me. So,
but it takes all. No, your salary. Never mind.
No, not. Yeah, they put me back hourly.
Oh. Well, shit. All right. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Yeah. Do your thing then.
That's what you clock in. You can clock out 5 minutes late.
Yeah. Fucking go ahead and stop working 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
Go on in there and take you a poop.
Stand there for about 10 minutes.
Post work poop. And get them last 10 in.
Shit, no, man.
Be like, I didn't want to get in my car with this inside me.
Shit, no, like, most days, though, that I don't typically out in the field in my work truck until, like, I start. It's funny, he used to make fun of it as a joke, and it's not true as of late with all the road work, but I don't know, the town feels busier, and I don't think it's just the road work, and I don't think it's just college. Like, I think there's actually just, like, more people around now.
Every time I've been to Starkville recently, it does seem like there are more people in motion.
More stuff happening. Starkville's coming up, guys.
And that's kind of what I mean is, like, there are a lot of old buildings downtown, like, down the hill, like, between Main Street and, like, 182 or Dr. Martin Luther King Drive, whatever you want to call it. Either one's right. It's going to turn into one or the other. But, like, there's a whole lot of old, shitty-ass looking buildings that needed to be torn down 20 years ago. Well, with all the new road work and how they're beautifying that part of town with the new road work and design, all those pieces of building and property is being sold, and like you ought to see some of the things that they're about to get.
Hey, yeah. Starkville is on the come up, bro.
They just needed that to happen. They just needed the old to go. That's all they needed.
That's what we're waiting on here in Columbus, too.
Waiting for the old to go. Yeah, for things to happen. Yeah, you're right.
Because there is some movers and shakers here that want to make things happen.
But
it just can't make it right now.
Yep, old won't make it happen. Just how it goes.
And they're finally starting, like you said, they're finally starting to clear out of Starkville, and Starkville is starting to move and shake.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool to see, man. And
to see something on the come up, to watch it, to be like, man, I remember when that was trees.
I remember the day that I went in the first interview for that. It's the building that I'm in now. You walk upstairs, and where the conference room used to be, it's not where it is now, but you would walk up the stairs, and right when you would land down the hallway, because you're on the end of it, the first big picture on the left was a picture from, like, it was, like, 1984, and it was, like, a picture of, like, what downtown, like, just looking down Main Street used to look like. And then right next to it was, like, pretty modern. And it had this little cartoon character. And it was like, Starkville is going places. And, you know, and I was like, this is before I even, like, I never really ever hung out in Starkville. Only thing I knew about Starkville was, like, yeah, go there and you fucking go to jail,
getting
buddy.
Getting a DUI, buddy.
Yeah, I've done it.
Done it.
But it's fine.
Johnny Cash did it too.
Yeah, Johnny Cash got arrested in Starboard. Yeah,
pick a wildflower.
Man, yeah, he was fucked up in a goddamn lab rat.
Wrote a cool song about it too.
Yeah. But, yeah. You ever find yourself in Starboard, go to jail.
Yeah, go to jail.
I mean,
everybody's doing
it. You
gotta do it. Ottawa County sucks.
Better than Pickens County.
Better than Pickens County.
I've never heard somebody talk about jail and be like, dude, if you're gonna go to jail, go to fucking jail at Orange Beach, man. It's got the best fucking
great,
jail.
Man. They feed you well.
Nah, if you're gonna go to jail anywhere, make sure you fuck up enough to do fed time. That's the only kind of time you wanna do.
Do it up. You're gonna do it right.
Tax evasion.
Hey, tax evasion. It's just somebody else's taxes is paying for your ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the Starville's on the come up, but I mean just this year, like, Columbus, Georgia has a Porsche Fest. Like, I am seeing a whole lot of
Columbus, Georgia Porsche Fest. What in the fuck?
I mean, that's what I was saying about the T-shirt. So if, like, if we do Porsche Fest and the date, I was like,
gotta put Columbus, Mississippi on there.
You're gonna have to, like, or it's gonna need, like, the Jackalope. It's gonna need something, like, there's gonna have to be some kind of affiliation.
We're gonna figure that out.
Yeah,
we're gonna make that happen.
We need a mascot a way about saying it.
Yeah. Who is putting on Porsche Fest in Columbus, Georgia?
Red and the Rebels are headlining it.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
and I wrote Reg. I told him, I was like, hey, you got a knack for Porch Fest, ain't you? You headlined this one last year.
He's like, oh, I thought this one was yours, too. Because I saw Columbus and Porch Fest. I thought it was it.
I'm going to tell you, and it was worth every penny, but that ain't a band I can afford every time. Unless it continues to grow.
Yeah. Never know. I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger.
I'm on the lookout for grants, man. Like, the one I just applied for, I highly doubt I'm going to get. I just wanted to introduce myself to the
board.
To the
board.
People, yeah.
And maybe some of them will come out and see, because, I mean, it's kind of local, but it would have been $50,000.
Jesus. That'd have been a hell of a Porsche Fest, bro.
But here's the catch. No, it's like, I need to, and we probably be more off air talk, but I just kind of give y'all an idea of, like, what I'm thinking is, it has to be spent on renovation or equipment. So, like, you know, whether it's Porsche Fest closed on Sundays, like, with my nonprofit, what it does is fairly loose. I mean, so, like, that could be the purchase of a travel stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be, you know.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't be like, we need an amphitheater. We could just, like, move that travel stage right in the middle of the street.
We just need a good parking lot.
Yeah, a good parking spot. Business with a big parking lot.
Yep. Or whatever.
And hook it up and go.
Yep.
And take that damn thing on the road. But, I mean, that's just what I was thinking. And then it, like, the thing is meant for, like, small town, and it's like, what do you do for the small town? I mean, and I think the festival offers a whole lot, but, like, if I got that much to kind of renovate it, because, you know, usually all the grants that I work for, I mean, that's to pay the talent. They don't really have a whole lot to do with, like, the
put-on.
the put-on.
Yeah.
But that would give it.
Yeah, give it a little boost.
Yeah, I mean, I already know that we pay better than anybody. So, and that's without some of the help that other people got, like Coca-Cola or Bud Light. Hell, if I had actually committed to doing it, maybe one of them would have.
You should have done it, dude.
I wasn't going to do it, though.
Like I said, the worst thing they could fucking say is no.
Or nothing at all.
Yeah, or not even acknowledge it.
I get told that all the time. Anyway. April 17th, 18th, 19th. Come to Porch Fest. That's my rant on that. And, like, if you ever see I'm in the market for, like, a letter of recommendation, like, please write. Help a brother out. And, like, how do you write? What do you say? Typically, every one of these grants, It's a letter of recommendation saying that you have been affected by, like, the events that we put on, and, like, just talk about
Alan how, touched me inappropriately at Porsche Fest 24.
That's exactly what you need to talk about.
He touched me so much.
Please, allegedly, parenthetical. Did he or did he not? I don't know, but I was touched.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. But, yeah, help me out. Allegedly. That would be a great way to kill it.
Yeah.
And that would probably be helping me even more. Then I won't have to deal with this bullshit. Yeah, last one, guys, by the way.
Last one again.
We can't start that last one shit yet because it hadn't started yet. It's got to start before we can start the last one.
I have to curse it during.
You have to be like, no, this ain't happening no more.
Last one, guys. I remember one fan of the Porch Fest was like, no way. I'm like, yeah, dude, this last one sucks.
Good for him, man.
Yeah, yeah.
His favorite thing's dying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know, dude.
It's part of life, though.
Yeah. Look, if you cry, like, if you get upset about it, it's just going to prepare you for later. That's why you should always, like, start with a goldfish.
Yeah.
It's easy to flush that. Work your way up to a dog.
It's maybe harder to flush one of those.
Yeah. We'll do it in pieces.
You had to cut them into pieces, man.
But,
good training for a human.
It'll get you ready for things to come later.
That's right. That's right.
Let your inner Dexter Morgan fly.
Well, a lot of me, Ranchero, and restaurant talk, venue talk.
Always.
Porch Fest talk, any other kind of talk you would like to get into?
I think we leave it at that and not even talk about movies or music or anything this time. I think we just where we're at, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's, a good spot.
Truth be told, all that's on my mind right now is the fact we're getting everything ready.
Gearing up, man.
Weeks
away. It's fixing to happen. So.
I've got things I've got to get. Things that got to fall into place.
Things are going to happen.
We got to pray for good weather.
Hopefully it's not cold.
Close your eyes and pray for a good show. Yeah. Or whatever you do. Yeah. And we appreciate you.
That's right.
See you soon. Yeah.
For real, man. The next one's...
Back home, I was a JUCO king. A gut full of pride with a head full of steam. 6 months later, I was clocking in the same dang place my daddy did. Can't go cheap on a pair of work boots at 4 a.m. you don't get used to. The babies come and the bills do too, but that don't leave you with much to choose. And baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down, steady my heart, lead me around, let's go too far. Just spin me around, just take me out, show me what this is all about. Still stuck in childish ways, but lose someone you truly love can make you wanna straighten up. But baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart, lead me around, let's go too far. Spin me around, just take this is all Ava. Baby, I swear that I'm trying. Baby, I swear to God I'm trying. Slow me down and steady my heart. Lead me around, let's go too far. Spin me around, just take me out. Show me what this is all about. Juco King, a gut full of pride with a head full of steam. Thank y'all.